The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Galen Bingham, the leadership strategist, and I am honored to once again be one of the co-hosts for today's episode of Blog Talk Radio with the International Mastermind Association, where, as you heard, like-minded people gather around the principles detailed by Napoleon Hill in his landmark classic book, Think and Grow Rich. And today we're going to be discussing Chapter 6, on organized planning, the crystallization of desire into action, the sixth step to riches. And every time I am on the show or part of the show or listen to it, we have amazing guests, and today is no different. Wendy Gates Corbett will come on and share her insights from the chapter, as well as her thoughts on the entire book of Think and Grow Rich. She is an amazing person. I'm gonna resist the temptation to gush on her now. That gushing moment is gonna come later. But you definitely want to put aside anything that's going to pull at your attention, so that you might not be able to join that part of the call. She is amazing, and this is gonna be an incredible discussion. So we want this to be a discussion, so you can join the conversation by dialing 661-554-9219 and then hitting 1 on your phone, because we definitely want you to be part of the conversation. But this, again, this is going to be an all-star game here, and I've got some amazing co-hosts to help guide this journey. And as I introduce each of them, I'm going to ask that they share their brilliance, share their ahas, either from the entire Think and Grow Rich book or this chapter in particular. And I'm going to break one of my cardinal rules. I'm going to start with probably one of the strongest members, one of the strongest speakers I've ever come into contact with. And this is a person with only one name. So Pagin, please join the conversation. Tell a little bit about yourself and what magic did you get from this chapter of the book?
Good morning. I am so ready for this chapter. My name is Pagin. Thank you so much, Galen. I am in the Motivational Speakers Hall of Fame. I'm the founder of Power Women Global and Power Women Speakers, which is a group of international, independent, brilliant, focused, powerful women who speak all over the world, as well as work, and I work with all branches of the military, plus all 10% of all the corporate America, the Fortune 500, government agencies, associations, speaking about be powerful, be you, and have impact. And talking about impact, Think and Grow Rich has had an impact in my life. I was a former gang member as a teenager and found Think and Grow Rich when I was about 20, changed my life. And one of the chapters that this fills me, that just touches me, is on organized planning, page 123, where he reminds us about whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And he goes on to share that behind it all there was a cause. Nothing ever happens without a cause. And in the main, the cause here is traceable directly to the economic habit of trying to reap without sowing. He goes on to share that people tend to want to go for the reap, right? Go for the gold, want it immediately without having done any preparation, without having any actions about preparing to receive. And that goes down to understanding, and he jumps in another part about that the partnership consists of the employer, the employee, and the public we serve. And if we understand that we're supposed to be serving and providing courtesy and providing solutions, then that is part of the sowing part, being really clear of what service, the quality of service we're doing, the quantity of services, and the spirit of service. I'm telling you, I love this, these pages of 122, 123, and 124. Service makes us all happy, and service is sowing. And that's what I have to say for today.
Well, fantastic, fantastic. Boy, I can't wait to have you be part of this conversation. Pairing you with Wendy is going to be amazing. Now I want to bring in our founder, the founder of the International Mastermind Association. We all call her Miss Ann McNeil. Where in the world is Ann McNeil? And please grace us with your thoughts from this particular chapter.
All right, Galen. Yes, where in the world is Ann McNeil? And today I am excited to be in the city of Detroit. We're hosting our strategic planning for the National Association of Black Women in Construction, which actually the idea came up out of this process. So I'm very excited to talk about organized planning, since I'm planning today strategically for the next generation of women and girls in construction. But for this chapter, the area that talks about the major causes of failure, I had a major aha in the rereading of this and taking the causes of failure and comparing them to different areas of my business. I'm involved in a number of different businesses. So what I'm in the process of doing from rereading this is taking each of these causes and then applying them to that particular business. So, for example, unfavorable hereditary background. In my industry as a contractor, many of us as blacks, period, men, women, people who are diverse, we often like to think that somebody's holding us back, or if my mom or my dad had done this. And as I looked into myself and just thinking about how does that relate to my business and my craft, and then going down to the different ones, I'm not going to go through all of them, but the lack of a well-defined purpose. It says in life what I'll say in my business, what's the purpose of my business to my clients and the value add? And what I found that was very interesting, no matter how many times I read this book, is as I allowed the book to read me and make application to what I'm focusing on doing, when I was listening to Pekin's aha moment about the QQS formula, that's something that was another aha. And actually on Friday I gave a report, and that was what my aha was for Friday, because the quality and the quantity and the spirit in the service we provide in our relationships with each other as we serve as volunteers and also in our business. So I'm not gonna belabor, but this was just very exciting for me, and I'm going to circle back around to Wendy when we get back to the second half of the show as we talk about the impact of the reread and the reread, no matter how many times. For me, I read it. As long as I allow it to read me, I can always have an aha moment. So that was my aha moment for this reading. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Miss Anne. Fascinating. I'll tell you, Miss Anne is really the embodiment of not only Thinking Grow Rich, but organized planning to be able to do all the things that she does at such an incredibly high level. So to have her on the same call as Wendy is going to be absolutely incredible. So looking forward to that further. Next on the list is Dr. Peter James, professor, speaker, coach, just a really, really amazing executive and business mind. Want to bring you into this conversation. What's your thoughts on Thinking Grow Rich? Tell a little bit more about yourself and in particular this chapter.
Yeah, Galen, good morning to you. Thank you so much for hosting this great, great show. I'm so excited to be here, so excited for our guest. I'm so excited for this text and Think and Grow Rich. I don't even know where to start, but let me just start out by saying my name is Peter James. Yes, I am a professor. I am also a speaker, and I'm also what I'm most passionate about is being a business and leadership coach. I specialize in helping businesses identify gaps and take their leaders and employees to the next level overall, and thus, of course, improving revenue, improving customer interaction, and all those good details for sure. Been doing it for quite a while, and I'm just happy to be here on this show with these distinguished hosts and this great, great guest that we have today in Wendy. Think and Grow Rich. Wow. From a historical perspective, from a research perspective, I have to say this is probably one of the top books that I recommend for all of my clients to read as they look to get into their careers and or business. So many gems, so many pearls in each chapter of this book. And as Anne had mentioned earlier, you read this enough, you peruse it enough, you research it enough, and you feel like the book is reading you. You really, really do. And so much of it comes out that can impact your life no matter what phase of the journey that you are on. But in this chapter on organized planning, I can go in quite a few different directions, Galen. I can go into the 11 major factors of leadership, which always jump off the page to me in this chapter. But I always got to start back in page 106, and I love this page because Napoleon Hill really talks about two things that I repeat to my clients regularly. Number one, Thomas Edison, that he says, failed 10,000 times before he perfected the incandescent electric light bulb. That is, he met with temporary defeat 10,000 times before his efforts were crowned with success. And I don't like to call failure actually anymore. I think failure is such a negative, derogatory term. I think failures are just setbacks. Maybe we've had to take a step back, but you learn so much from failure. And obviously, Thomas Edison learned that no matter how long it took, he was going to accomplish what he was going to accomplish. He was going to accomplish what he set out to accomplish. And that is something that we can all learn from on a regular basis. The other thing is, on the same page, page 106 of Think and Grow Rich, no individual has sufficient experience, education, native ability, and knowledge to ensure the accumulation of a great fortune without the cooperation of other people. In other words, no one can operate on this journey by themselves. You need others. You need a mastermind. You need a coach. You need a mentor. You need people to be able to support you and breathe into you in order to get to that level that you are aiming to accomplish. It doesn't matter if you are the leader of the organization. You cannot do it by yourself. So, Galen, thank you so much for this time to go ahead and be selfish from my perspective, and I'll hand it right back to you, sir.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Fantastic. Great to have you on the call and share your insights. Next on the list is Ms. Ursula Odom, who is the owner of Sula 2 Publishing. I love saying the name of your publishing company. Please share a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your business, and what have you taken from this chapter in particular?
Good morning. This is Ursula. We need to go to a commercial break right at this moment because I think we have a technical issue, and then I'll talk about mine.
Well, fantastic. Let's do that. Commercial.
Number one is desire. Napoleon Hill says that everything starts with a burning desire, a compelling reason for doing what it is we do. Step two is faith, having belief in our ability to attain that which we desire. Step three is what he calls auto-suggestion. Auto-suggestion simply means being very intentional about the things that we are pouring into our thoughts, into our brains, and into our consciousness. Our brains, our minds will receive everything automatically, but we have to work extra hard to make sure that the positive things are what we are feeding ourselves, because that positive thoughts are going to turn into positive actions. Step number four is specialized knowledge. No one person knows everything, even about whatever their particular area of expertise might be. And the value of the mastermind principle is using the specialized knowledge of other people. Imagination, the workshop of the mind. Everything starts with our imagination and our thoughts, the burning desire to transform those thoughts into our reality. In order to do that, we have to look at step six, which is organized planning. That is how we crystallize our desire into action, organizing ourselves. Having the thought and not acting on the thought isn't going to get us anywhere. We have the thought. We go through the organized planning to transform that thought into action. Step number seven is decision, which Napoleon Hill says is the mastery of procrastination. Napoleon Hill says that the antidote to procrastination is simply to make a decision and then move on that decision. Step eight is persistence. We have to have a sustained effort, which is induced by our faith, in order to achieve our goals. One of Napoleon Hill's books, I love even the title, 3 Feet from Goals, that those people who became rich during the gold rush in the Wild Wild West days didn't do that because they were necessarily smarter, had better information than anybody else. It's because they stayed just a little bit longer. Sometimes people left when they were just literally 3 feet from gold. So hanging in there, being persistent, is step number eight. Step number nine, the power of the mastermind, the driving force. None of us can accomplish anything on our own. Everybody, I don't care who you are, from the most prominent person to the person who might be considered the lowest on the totem pole, everybody had somebody who helped them to get to where they are. And the power of the mastermind is being able to use those influences around us, use the thought, use the knowledge, use the inspiration of other people to help us in achieving our goals. Step number 10, the mystery of sex transmutation. This title can be a little confusing, but essentially what the mystery of sex transmutation means is that we oftentimes in our society think of sex as being purely physical. It is absolutely physical. But what Napoleon Hill teaches us is that sex also has an emotional element, and that sex is the strongest of our desires. That if we can take our sexual energy, transform that into positive, creative influences, it can propel us to people. New heights. And so we spent quite a bit of time talking about the mystery of sex, of step 10, which is sex transmutation.
11 is the subconscious mind, which Napoleon Hill tells us is the connecting link between our human mind and the infinite intelligence, the source of all thought, the source of all creativity. Conscious mind, we spent some time talking about how we use that through the influence of auto-suggestion and what we're feeding into our minds. Step number 12, which is the brain, the broadcasting and receiving station of thought.
Okay, so we are back and working through the wonders and magic of being on live radio. So really, really appreciate your patience, and let's keep this thing going. We'll just have a great conversation. So Ursula, if you could come back on and just share a little bit more about yourself and your association with Think and Grow Rich, the International Mastermind, and this chapter in particular.
Hi, this is Ursula. It's my understanding that it's time for me to share my aha moment, and it's all appropriate for what I was going to say anyway. But I'm Ursula Odom, and I'm the CEO of Sula 2, and we make old, new, and everything we do, in that we capture, preserve, and present legacy information in any form possible. And just for our listening audience, I just want to explain, we have something that looked a little strange in the studio, and we were attempting to solve a problem, and we're not quite sure how that's coming across to you as a listening audience. But my aha moment came as while I was listening to the debates and hearing things being repeated as it relates to when something goes wrong. Lordy. And my aha came in that we always talk about the customer being absolutely correct. The customer is always right. But sometimes they are not. And there is a place in Think and Grow Rich that says we are always to take responsibility. Regardless of whatever goes wrong, we take responsibility. And I'm all for that. I take responsibility. But how does that play out into real life? And my aha moment came in that this is one of the questions that I really want to ask our guests later on today. And the aha is there needs to be a consistent and well thought out way to handle when something goes wrong. What do you do? And how do you communicate that to your customer? How do you interact with building a better solution for future customers? And I'll go into greater detail when I ask the question of the guest, because there are multiple layers. What we saw this week was some people taking responsibility for what the past was and others not. And I don't know how that's being perceived overall, or how should it have been done. But anyway, that's my aha for the moment, and we'll talk about it later on.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you. Well, I believe that there are really no mistakes. Things don't ever go wrong. I think they just go in a different direction than what we plan, and that the path that we are on is the path that we're supposed to be on for some reason that we're just not aware of yet. So I'm just excited about where this is leading us. This is Galen Bingham. I am a 30-year veteran of corporate America, a leadership and personal excellence strategist, speaker, author, and coach. I believe that everyone is designed to be the greatest in the world at something, and my passion is to help people find their thing so that they can celebrate being the greatest in the world. It's interesting, my aha came as I was rereading this book and then also working on a project for a client. On page 144, Hill talks about the importance of creating value. And he says that there is but one dependable method for accumulating and legally holding riches, and that is by rendering useful service. No system has ever been created by which people can legally acquire riches through mere force of numbers or without giving in return an equivalent value of one form or another. And that just really hit home. I'm working with one of my coaching clients, and working with an organization where they're building out a networking event in Houston, Texas, third Thursday networking event. And they've asked me to come down and speak at that event to some entrepreneurs, some business leaders, and that kind of thing. And we started working on the logistics of the meeting, who's going to go when, what time we're going to start, how many copies of the book do we need, that kind of thing. And the entire discussion came to a halt when I started thinking about Napoleon Hill and that particular passage where he says, let's start with the value. What's the value that we want our attendees to get? And when we started building from value back, then all of a sudden the plan made so much sense. It was so easy. What was hard in the beginning made all the natural sense in the world because we started focusing on the value that we wanted to create. So that really, I think for me, highlights the importance of not only this passage, this chapter, but this book in particular. So I would encourage everyone to really dig in. If you don't have a copy of this book, you are really, really doing yourself a disservice. So with that, let's go to another commercial. And when we come back, we will be able to bring in and hear from Wendy Gates Corbett, just really an amazing, amazing speaker and executive. And I can't wait for you guys to meet her if you haven't met her already.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
So we are back, and anyone that's listening to us in the studio audience, I'm going to encourage you to text your friends, tweet that anyone in your circle, they absolutely have to be on this call. They have to be in the studio so that they can hear this conversation that is about to take place. Wendy Gates Corbett is one of 1,900 professionals in the entire world who've earned the CPLP, which is with the Association of Talent Development. She is a certified professional in learning and performance. There aren't very many people that can not only be in that field, but do it at the level that she does it at. She speaks locally, regionally, and nationally about the power of visuals and presenting powerfully with presence. She is the author of several books. She owns her own firm called Refresher Training LLC, a company that works with professional athletes, speakers, business leaders, helping them speak with impact and influence. She is Wendy Gates Corbett. and just absolutely amazing. When you meet her, you will absolutely forget all the credentials that I just shared with you, because she is going to just really infect you with her personality. Very, very warm, very, very insightful. And quite honestly, I feel like I'm talking to a personal friend every time she gives me some power, insight about how to do things more effectively. So, Wendy, with that, please join the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Can you hear me, Galen?
I can.
Wonderful. Oh, I am doing amazing this morning, and I am thrilled to be here with all of you. Thank you so much for having me here. I, as you mentioned in my background, I am a speaker, an author, and a presentation consultant. I left a 20-year career in corporate training because I realized that as I climbed the career ladder, the higher up I got on the ladder, the more quote-unquote external boxes of success that I checked, the farther away I got from the people I was impacting. And I realized that I missed those people. I missed learners. I missed direct relationships with the people that that I was leading. So I left a successful career and decided to focus my energies and my superpowers on helping those who present with the impact that they want. That's what I am most passionate about, because I am on a mission to bring more health, hope, and happiness into this world. I do that with my own speaking, and if I can help those who have a message of health, hope, or happiness, if I can help them deliver their message with more impact, then I bring more of that into the world indirectly. I started my company 5 years ago, actually 6 years ago, I'm sorry, and I had an idea. I did not have an organized plan to start my business. And so when I discovered Think and Grow Rich, it is this book that has helped me shift from thinking about what I want to do to crystallizing what I want to do and actually doing what I want to do so that I can have the impact I want to.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. You know, before we bring in some of the other co-hosts, I'm just going to say this, you know, you are an example of when you match passion with purpose, magical things start happening. And it's not always as obvious on the front end, but you are definitely playing in your area of destiny. So congratulations, and I'm so glad that you are. So thank you for joining
us.
Thank you again.
Thank you. The biggest takeaway is that – go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, with that, I would love to hear your biggest takeaways from Think and Grow Rich. I know that this is an area that when I first met you, it was around the Think and Grow Rich book, and I had no idea of your amazing abilities, the credentials, and background. I was just drawn into how passionate you were about the Think and Grow Rich book and the mastermind process. So I would love to hear more about how you became familiar with this and kind of what's your take on organized planning as it pertains to this book.
Absolutely. My biggest takeaway from the book as a whole is that it's the power of knowing what you want and being very specific about what it is you want. It's not enough to just know what you want and to be able to verbalize what you want. You have to make plans and execute on plans to do what you want. This book helped me learn that it's not enough to know what you want. It takes you from the knowing to the actual doing. My biggest takeaways from this chapter, from my latest reading of this book, relates to what Pagin said in her intro, and one of her biggest takeaways, the idea of service being the sowing of seeds. This year, I am renewing my focus on the spirit with which I deliver my service. I realized last year that I had gotten away from the kind of business and professional relationships that I love to have. And so this year, I've been focusing on developing and furthering and nurturing the relationships that I have professionally so that I can have more of them.
Outstanding. Outstanding. So, I'm just so excited for all of those listening in the studio audience because this is going to be a magical conversation. So with that, I've got to bring in Pagin. Pagin, the reins are off. Please jump in and share your question. Let's kick this conversation off. Okay, we'll come back and get Pagin. I'm not sure if she. You there?
I'm here. I'm absolutely positively. Where are you all? I'm here.
I can hear you, Pagin.
Oh, good. Thank you. So I am just wanted to let you know that I am very excited because of what you've accomplished and what you've done has been unique. You know, 1,900 professionals in the world who are in the CPLP, the Association of Talent Development Certified Professionals, and learning performance credential. People don't recognize or may not realize what it takes to get that.
Her back in.
We seem to be having some technical challenges today. Well, that's okay because you are the magic
bringing Wendy
creator.
On.
Galen, we can hear you.
Just so you know, mute yourselves, guys. Okay, I'm going to let Ursula is over there. So, Wendy, we are just letting you know. I wanted to ask you here this question. How did you discover You Can Grow Rich? And how do you incorporate the principles in your life and work? Because you just said something really impactful, and I want to just squeeze that out of you a little bit. When you were looking at your business in this last year and you noticed that service piece, what had drifted away? How did you use the principles to bring you back, and where are you doing now?
I have read Think and Grow Rich 5 times. The first time I read it, I actually listened to it on audio. I just listened to it. I didn't do any of the work. I was a totally passive listener, and I got absolutely nothing from it. As I was growing my business and as I was meeting people, I would ask them about the books that they've read that have made a difference in their business. And everybody said, Think and Grow Rich. And I didn't get it. It didn't work for me. Until the second time I read the book, as I became active in the National Speakers Association, and I attended my first annual NSA Influence Conference, I was introduced to the Black NSA group within the National Speakers Association, and they mentioned that they were hosting a 10-week mastermind group reading Think and Grow Rich, specifically applying the principles to growing your speaking business. I was all over that because I loved the idea of being part of a fixed commitment, so a 10-week program. I loved the idea of reading the chapters of the book instead of reading the entire book and then talking about it, focusing on one or two chapters a week, and then in small groups discussing and applying the principles of the chapter. That whole concept was new for me. That was the first mastermind that I became a part of, and the idea of applying the principles gradually and being part of a mastermind of like people. We were all speakers in different facets and different stages of our speaking careers. We speak about different topics, but we were all applying the principles to growing our speaking business. That was how I discovered Think and Grow Rich, to the extent that it actually started making the difference in my business and in my career and in my life. Today, I incorporate the Think and Grow Rich principles in my life and in my work because it helps me focus on what it is that I want. And creating the vision of seeing what my life looks like when I have what I want. It also helps me with persistence. I struggle with persistence. It's one of my areas of focus this year because I can think about what I want and get started down a path of working towards it, and then I may tend to get distracted. The Think and Grow Rich principles help me focus my energy, attention, and efforts and persist on actually attaining one goal at a time. So, Pagin, you mentioned
Wendy. Like, wow. So I love the concept that you just said about persistence, and I know I love the concept that you said about the process of the mastermind. And I know that you gained so much out of it. So thank you for sharing. I think that one of my cohorts in crime over here is eager to jump on. So I'm going to let them jump on. But I can't wait. I can't wait to continue this conversation.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, Gray, well, thank you for that. We are going to keep the conversation going, but first we want to take a very small commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to bring in the rest of Pagin's Partners in Crime. So hold tight, and we'll be back in a second.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com. Or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
All right, well, welcome back. You have been listening to a discussion about Think and Grow Rich, Organized Planning with special guests Wendy Gates Corbett, and we've just enjoyed this conversation, and you are absolutely getting a treat if you're listening inside the studio. So let's keep that going. Dr. Peter James, what are your thoughts and what questions do you have for our guests?
Thank you so much, Galen. Wendy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Peter. It's great to hear you. How are you?
Very, very well. Thank you so much for being a guest today and being part of this great, great show. So it sounds like from your background, even a little bit of you talking about yourself, that you really dived into this book numerous occasions overall. I'm actually anxious to hear about how many times you think you've read it. But what are the insights that you've had that may have changed over time, each time that you've read it? Meaning that, of course, the first time that we read it, we probably something jumped off the page. But as you've continued to study and research and analyze it, what other insights or concepts that have you been able to apply to your life?
I know that I've read it 5 times. The first time I read it, I literally just read it or listened to it and didn't get anything from it. I didn't visualize.
Sure.
I didn't go through the 6 steps. I didn't create an affirmation. I didn't start a mastermind. I didn't do anything, and I got nothing. The first time I read the book as part of the Black NSA Mastermind, at that point in my career, I was focused on getting my ducks in a row. I didn't have a speaker video. I didn't have a full-fledged keynote presentation. I didn't have a website. I didn't have a speaker one sheet. The first time I went through the Black NSA Mastermind, I focused on getting those ducks in a row. That was my level of focus, and I felt like I was in preparation mode. The second Black NSA mastermind that I participated in, at that point I was speaking. I had the website, I had the keynote, I had the video. At that point, I was focused on creating sustainable plans to get more speaking engagements. So my focus on the principles and applying the principles were now focused on creating processes to get me speaking gigs now that I had all of the pieces I needed. The last time I read the book and went through a mastermind, the 10-week mastermind, I'd changed my focus on my speaking. I had decided, based on evaluating where my business was, that I wanted to focus on a different topic that I deliver presentations on and I provide training on. So in that case, I was really focused on organized planning for that reading, focused on figuring out a plan for getting speaking engagements, but these speaking engagements weren't keynote focused. They were more workshop and training and consulting engagements. So every time I've read the book, I've been at a different phase in my career, in my business, and I've applied those very same principles to different aspects of my business.
Very, very insightful. Actually, I'm learning that as well, how it kind of can change and transform the outcomes of what you deliver or what you do. So, yeah, thank you so much for sharing that. I truly appreciate it. Galen, back to you.
Well, fantastic. We're gonna throw this because I'm learning so much. It's interesting trying to have a conversation while you're taking notes. So, Ursula Odom, please share your comment, your question, so that we can keep this conversation going.
Good morning. Again, thanks, Galen. Wendy, I was so excited when I realized that you were going to be the guest today. So I'm totally enjoying hearing about what you do and how you do it. My question is basically two part. One has to do with what the book goes into great detail about, and that's the 30 major causes of failure. How many of these things are holding you back? And I know as a part of NSA, you have the mastermind groups that you've talked about. How have you dealt with these issues, and how do you work through these?
Wow. Well, there are 30 major causes of failure, and every time I have read the book and gone through the mastermind, it's the same three that jump out at me, that resonate with me more than the others. I'm not proud of them. I am in touch with them, and I embrace them and acknowledge the impact that they have on my life. They are lack of self-discipline, lack of persistence, and procrastination. These are the main reasons why I will continue attending and participating in the Black NSA Mastermind, because I need to build my muscles, to build my skills, to move beyond to actually build self-discipline, to move through my lack of persistence, and to push through my procrastination. I know that. I know in my brain that these are the things I need to push through. I don't do them on my own. As well as I do them when I am being held accountable to a group of people. When I know that every Monday I need to say, here's what I have committed to do in the past week, and here's what I've done. Because I respond to group accountability, better than I respond to self-accountability, I put myself in situations where I am part of masterminds that help me keep these skills and help me address these failures so that they are not as impactful. I'm lessening their impact in my life.
So the second part of my question has to do with what I was talking about during my aha moment. You know, you have very successfully analyzed yourself to figure out what areas that you need to work on or at least pay attention to. And as I listen to the events of this week and am reminding of a movie that I saw once too, I think of the fact that some people will acknowledge when something didn't go the way they wanted it to. Other people will not. And some people systematically refuses to say if something has gone wrong, even if they know that it has. And then when you have the legal sue-happy society that we have, how do you proceed when there is thorns and roses on both sides of a productive issue, a production or a delivery or whatever you're doing for your client?
That's a wonderful, insightful question. I think if I answered this question last year, my answer would be different. But because of my renewed focus on spirit this year and the spirit with which I do my work, the fact that I want to develop, nourish, and deepen the professional relationships that I have, I now focus on when things are going wrong in a professional relationship with one of my clients. My focus is harmony and what we need to do, what do I need to do to maintain or deepen the harmony in this relationship? And the answer to that question includes focusing on and respecting what my client needs, more so than what's outlined in the specs and what we agreed to in the contract. For me, the focus is making sure that my client is left at least whole, if not better, as opposed to making sure I am getting everything that was outlined in an agreement or in a contract. So for me, when things go wrong, the way that I focus on responding to that is by entering conversations and resolution discussions in a spirit of harmony.
Oh, that is wonderful and affirming to some degree, because I've had some situations where, you know, I had to think about that myself. And as I recall that particular situation, what I remember feeling was, okay, I'm not getting involved in who's right and who's wrong at this point. I got to get this done when this person needs to have it done, and then we'll talk about this, you know. But I felt at the moment that if I had gotten emotionally wrapped up in trying to blame or not blame, we wouldn't have gotten to the end. So I appreciate what you just said. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So, hey, so Wendy, I know that you've attended the retreat, International Mastermind Retreat, and it happens every year, but I think this time may have been either your first time or one of your first few times. What was the retreat like? What did you get out of it? How did you carry your experience from the retreat into managing the rest of your goals throughout 2019? Could you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. This January was the first International Mastermind Association retreat that I attended. I had gained so much value and momentum in participating in the Black NSA Mastermind throughout last year, that I loved the idea of starting the year looking at goals for the year, and not just from my speaking business, not just from a business perspective, but from a broader, much broader holistic perspective. It was the first time that I created goals for those 10 areas of my life. And it was really impactful for me. I really enjoyed the process of thinking about what spiritual goals I want for 2019, for 2024, and for beyond. The whole process was really, really helpful for me. What I learned at the retreat solidified for me the value and the impact that having goals, not just professional goals, not just speaking goals, but spiritual health, friend, leisure goals as well, the impact that those goals can have in my life. What I've learned is that it's not enough, surprisingly, actually not surprisingly based on my experience with Think and Grow Rich, what I've learned is that it's not enough to think about the goals. It's not enough to have a plan. For me, I need to keep those goals in front of me. I need to literally be able to see them. I have a Word document on my computer with all of my goals and the plans that I have to reach those goals. Those goals do nothing if I don't look at them, if I don't literally keep them in front of me. So what I've just recently started doing is I have a 12-month calendar on my wall that I can see. It's a big calendar. And I am putting an area of focus for one of my goals on a sticky note at the beginning of each month so that literally when I look up from my desk, I can see the goals that I am supposed to be focusing on. I've also realized that I cannot focus on all of the goals I have all at once. I can't make the kind of progress that I want or need if I'm trying to address all of them. So I need to focus on a few of them at once. For example, I have a goal this year of, I had a goal of running a 5K by the time I turned 50 and running a 10K by the 10th month. I hit the goal. While I was focused on preparing, training for the 5K, I needed to not focus on some of my other goals. Now that we're hitting July and it's really hot, now is not the time for me to start training for the 10K. Instead, right now for the month of July, I'm going to focus on submitting RFPs, and I'm going to focus on the goals that I have for speaking engagements. So I realized that based on the cycles of my life, based on weather, that I cannot effectively focus on all of my goals at once. And so I'm gradually learning to develop rhythms for me to make sure that all of the goals that I have are addressed in and paid attention to in throughout the year. That's something that I'm just learning to develop in the last few months.
Wow, that's great, and I can see that you're not only really, really bought into the book and the process, but you're learning and developing and improving as you go, which is amazing. So thank you for that. And so with that, let's go ahead and go to another commercial break, and when we come back, we will check in again with all of our hosts and with our guest, Wendy Gates Corbett.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back. This has been a fascinating conversation with Wendy Gates Corbett, and I have just really learned a lot personally. And I'd love to hear from all of the co-hosts and then come back to Wendy just to hear key takeaways from this discussion. And I'll say for myself, some of the key things that I got is not only learning and committing yourself to the process, just learning from Wendy's journey and experience and having a similar journey myself as far as my multiple readings of the book, but really being committed to improving and getting better and actually doing the work that's outlined in the book. So that is a key aha for me. Pagin, what are some of your ahas from this discussion?
First off, that Wendy, procrastination is no longer in your book because what you've been able to achieve shows that you have learned those lessons and are applying them. So kudos to you. I love your wisdom of noticing where you need to strengthen. I love that you shared that you really looked at yourself and identified and assessed using the Think and Grow Rich book where you are and where you needed to tweak or adjust. Even from how you were talking about, okay, I went for to run this far. Now it's hot, I need to focus on this. And having that clarity that you're not throwing away the goal, you're just modifying the plan to adjust even through temperature. Brilliant, brilliant information. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for sharing your heart. I wish we can continue to talk for another 2 hours. I look forward to connecting you with afterwards. And how, Wendy, can we connect with you after? How can people find you?
Oh, well, thank you so much, Pagin. I have really enjoyed this conversation. Folks can reach me at my website is refresher-training.com or wendygatescorbett.com. I'm all over LinkedIn and all over Facebook as well. Thank you, Pagin.
And I would suggest to people, if you have any kind of presentation going on, if you need to upgrade those tired PowerPoint slides, tired look, you really need to reach out to Wendy Gates Corbett to bump up your style and be powerful in your presentation.
Thank you.
All right. Well, yeah, so Miss Ann, I know that you've been actively engaged in this conversation. What are some of the key ahas that you've taken away?
Well, first of all, I love going behind Pagin because she tends to say what I tend to say. And so thank you, Pagin, about the slides because I'm almost there, Wendy, in contacting you about some consulting services for my team. Because what I realized when I watched your presentation as a part of Black NSA that it's my team that needs that help. So we're coming. But what I really enjoyed hearing today and my aha from your presentation is when you walk through the process within the Black NSA mastermind coaching session, which of course I hosted, thank you so very much, but I really enjoyed listening to your progression and how many times so many of us have the same progression with the book. In terms of, you know, you listen, kind of read, kind of listen, but was not engaged. And then you came back around the second time as a part of masterminding. You signed up again, and then you were a little bit more engaged. And then you eventually got to the point to where you were so engaged that you then became a co-host. But that co-hosting commitment recommitted you to your business and what you are learning now in the application of what you're learning from Think and Grow Rich and beginning to think and grow rich in your business. And so that resonated with me so much because I am constantly finding myself doing the same thing. which just really encourages me to keep going and encouraging others to keep going, because no matter how many times we read the book, it's like the book, you know, that other book, the Bible. We can read it every day, the same scripture, the same passage every day, and it sounds like, seems like, feels like the words changed. The words didn't change. In neither one of the books, we're changing. And I think that it's not a destination, it's a journey. So thank you so very much for sharing. I really got a lot out of what you shared. I'm signing
thank
off.
You so much, Anne. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Ms. Anne. Although I'm gonna disagree with you, I do believe that they do sneak new words into that book every time I read it, because it is totally different every time I read a passage. I'm convinced someone is rerunning my book through the printing press or something. All right, so Dr. Peter, what are your takeaways from this conversation?
Wow, Galen, so much stuff from Wendy, so much stuff from our co-host here. I've been actually feverishly writing notes and taking notes myself. Wendy, thank you again for sharing your journey. And on that note, I've learned a lot from how you've been able to apply Think and Grow Rich from Napoleon Hill to your journey and how it has evolved. One of the gems, the pearls, the best practices, for lack of a better word, that you mentioned towards the end of this talk was how you've been able to apply it to the cycles of your life. Pagina had mentioned it a little bit also, and how you've been able to adapt your goals and your and even your outcomes to where the stage of life or the stage of year that you are in order to achieve better success. And I think we can all continue to do that better from an individual perspective. I know I can. Especially recognizing signs, recognizing stages, and seeing what point it is a strength for me as opposed to maybe not so much of a strength and what I need to apply. So thank you so much for sharing that. That was just great. That was great. That's all I can say about that. So thank you.
All right, Ursula, what are your parting thoughts?
I'm just thrilled at the things that I've heard today. And what I like is when I can walk away with some action items, and that's in fact what I've done. I love the fact that Wendy, as Pagina mentioned, knew what to focus on, because she knows what her problems have been in the past, or her less than stellar areas or areas to improve. And that, to me, is a sign of strength when you can acknowledge what you need to improve. And then the other thing I was thinking about was a confirmation of something. You know, with success comes a lot of different things to focus on. Like, business is booming, but then you have to figure out what's most important to work on and when, you know, project management becomes an issue. And so just this week, I had a moment where I said, okay, so I'm going to get some sticky notes and I'm going to use those. And I didn't do that, but instead I got a sheet of paper and I put my major projects as a header on each one of those and stacked them in order of preference. I like the visualness of what, Wendy, what you did. And so first thought probably was the best thought. Now I'll go back to considering that, because I love the idea of being able to walk in and see exactly what you need to focus on, because that you've determined that that's most critical at that moment or at this moment in time to reach your success. So thank you for that, and thank you for being our guest today. Totally enjoyed it.
Thank you, Ursula. I've really enjoyed being here.
All right. Wendy, any final thoughts from you? What are some things that maybe you've learned about your own journey based upon this conversation?
What I've loved about this conversation is that it's confirmed for me that we can focus on spirit. We can focus on the quality of service and the harmony that we want to bring to the service that we provide, regardless of where we are in our business, to know, to gain that the concept of spirit and that's the concept of service is important to you, as established as you are in your business, and to know that you are focusing on spirit in all of the wondrous things that and all of the businesses that you have. It's encouraging for me to know that there's never not a time where focusing on the spirit and the harmony that we bring to what we do, where it never goes out of style and it's never not important. That's been really reassuring to me. Also hearing that I'm not the only one who can embrace their weaknesses and know that we have them, but use the principles in this book to address them, to continually work on them.
Well, terrific. Well, thank you so much for being part of the show. One of the things that I warned my co-host about was that Wendy is such an amazing executive, such an amazing spirit, that if you are ever in her presence, ever having a conversation with her, she will actually add 15 minutes to your life. The on your deathbed, the last 15 minutes will be because you've listened to the show, that you've been a part of this conversation. And I thank you for bringing and sharing your energy with us today. This has been Galen Bingham and a host of amazing co-hosts on the International Mastermind Blog Talk Radio, where we talk about thinking grow rich. And I want to thank you for joining. You can be good by happenstance. Greatness requires a decision. What decision are you making? Take care.
For more information,